You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
You're on Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke, Rach and Cam. And we are joined by a very special guest at the moment. They're going to be with us for the rest of the show to give readings to you lovely listeners who join up as part of Radiothon. From Spellbox, it's Colleen.
Oh, hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks for being here. So now you are a... how could I summarise what you do? So I say you're a tarot card reader. Is that...
I would say I'm a psychic reader. I mainly read tarot cards, but I also dabble in a few other historical things like reading Viking runes and reading oracle cards. So, see, there you go.
Yeah, Viking runes.
They told me you would love that, Cam.
I said you'd love that.
I love that stuff.
So how do you get into this line of work? Like, I'm curious, like, is this something that you grew up and you really found this stuff interesting as a kid and now you do it as an adult? Like, how did you get to this point where now you can say that you're a psychic reader?
Well, I never expected to be in this position, actually. I mean, not a lot of people when they're kids they said, well, I want to be a psychic reader when they grow up. But I've always wanted to be a historian. So, and I am a historian at the moment. I travel to schools and I teach history. So I was that nerd who borrowed Egyptology books back in year 8. Yep. And didn't have friends. So that led me here.
Yes, okay, that was me as well. All right. But not Egyptology. Mine was the Norse mythology books.
Oh, that was good too, though. Yeah. So yeah, and basically I studied history at university, got into teaching it, and I realised the tarot cards were basically made in the medieval times, and I studied it out of academic interest. The next thing you know, I was pulling them out for people, and they say I creep them out. So there you go.
Right.
That's amazing.
So I have to just creep out enough people.
Right. Is that like a KPI for you at work?
Yeah.
Creep out a certain number of people.
This many people shuddered when talking to you. Good job.
This many cried. Tick. Well, that's really exciting. And here on the show today, you're going to be doing readings for anyone that joins up as a member or renews their membership over the next couple of hours, but also some readings for all of us as well.
Yes, please.
Yeah, well, in all fairness, I did just renew my membership for Joy, which is very important because we are the voice of our radio station, and if we want to hear ourselves on air, we got to become members. So membership is very important. So I feel like I deserve a bit of a reading.
Well, you're going to get one, don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I can read you right now if you want for what you're wearing.
Oh, I like that.
This is not the library.
The library is not.
The world is a library.
So Colleen, how long have you been doing this line of work?
So I've been reading for a few years now. Technically, I've been reading since I was 17. A bit on the down low when I was a teenager, but after that, I got into history work, but I've always been dabbling in tarot.
Yeah.
As of the last couple of years, since joining Spellbox, I started up the online reading. So,
That's cool.
I came in through the digital way.
Yeah, right.
Spellbox, and then now I read in store as well.
Okay.
So for our listeners who may not be based in Melbourne and can't come
even overseas
to Spellbox, wow, so they can do online readings with you.
Yeah, so basically what I do is when I read in front of you, you can ask several questions, but our email readings is a bit more like a snippet. So you would ask one question at a time. I'll take a photo of the card so you know and write what I normally say and send it straight to your email in a couple of days.
Wow, that's so good.
We are in a more digital kind of age though as well.
And I
think when you think about psychic readings, I know there's like cliche people think about like almost like there's a tent on the offside of a circus and they go in and it's all dark and there's a crystal ball and they'll encounter someone who's like, you know, 70 that's got the long grey hair and, you know, that sort of cliche sort of stuff. But you're quite young, and is there a new generation? Well, you're laughing
statement.
At me. Well, you are, you know, compared to what I would say I picture a psychic reader being, you know, you are quite young. Do you find there's a new generation coming through of people who are, you know, from that digital age and who are sort of handling psychic readings a bit differently?
Yes. I mean, I get that all the time from Spellbox. I normally have younger clients, and since you can see our photos when you're selecting a reader, and a lot of them sort of say, I like the way that you read as well. It's a bit more direct and it's a little bit more new fashion in some ways. And basically at Spellbox, since we have a range of readers, you tend to attract the sort of crowd that you're in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, Colleen, stay with us because you're going to be doing readings for us after the next song, which I'm really excited about. I want to hear about Rach's love life in particular.
He's so fixated.
It's
on
something
your
we
love
talk
life.
About a lot on the show.
Rachel's dating dilemma.
So I need to
is that
find
on
out.
Your sting?
Yeah.
We'll record it right now.
Let's do it. It's all happening here on Big Breakfast on Joy as part of Radiothon.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Get some Big Breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
20 minutes past 7 here on Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke, Rach and Cam, part of Radiothon. And we have a special guest in studio at the moment, the wonderful Colleen from Spellbox.
Hello.
Hello. Who is a psychic reader?
Yes. I'm feeling nervous now because I said that I wanted my reading done and Luke is determined that it's going to be terrible. So
No. I didn't say that. I said it would be interesting.
It will be
interesting. I mean, it could be that you'll find your love in like coming weeks or something.
Doubt it.
What if you're her love?
What if I could be your love? We could both turn.
I also don't think that's going
to happen. That would be a double
love
turn.
Love you. But man.
Love you too. Yeah. But not in that way.
No.
A deep kind of way. But Colleen, I want you to please tell us about Rach's love life. Do a reading for Rach live on air. And if you join Joy during our show today, you'll get a reading of your very own. So this is all very exciting.
All right. I have to pick 3 cards.
It'd be a little bit better to have her energy on the cards. So she has to be holding them.
Right. So Rach is currently picking out cards. I'll do some live commentary while we do this. It's on social media as well, Big Breakfast on Joy.
Yep, I've just gone live.
Yes, so check out that as well to see the live reading.
Ah, do you know though, you know, one thing I can tell is that Rach, you're very, very charming. You're charming when you want to be. Yeah. And I think when it comes to situations in love, the cards are sort of, they're putting that situation in which you can shine a lot more. And I think when you're very, very confident in yourself and what you can show to someone else, that's when you're following your instincts. And I think in situations when you want to meet others and you want to make that connection, don't just rely on charm. Rely on what you know is something you can offer positively to someone, something you're actually very, very proud of. So remember, I think sometimes you were saying that you're getting nervous when you're reading for me. You know, pretend that you're meeting someone, and sometimes when you get nervous, you don't listen to your instincts. So you need to listen and go, what is something I'm really proud of? What did I pull off really well today? Is my hair looking great today? Was I really, really chirpy today?
And your hair is looking great today, Colleen.
Okay, thank you. So, you know, take stock of that and take advantage of it and mix that with your charm.
Okay.
I think sometimes when you get nervous, you rely mostly on your charm. So have your charm and your pride.
Amazing. Okay. I will follow that information.
Looks like someone will be coming on the horizon too, so don't worry.
Watch out, world. Rachel's gonna meet someone.
If you take that advice, yes.
I will. I will take that advice.
Just saying.
Fueling you for the week ahead. Start your Monday right with Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke, Rach and Cam.
I renewed my membership
just
before.
So I think it's time to find out what Luke's future has in store for him with his love life. So, Luke, I think you need to pick 3 cards out of Colleen's pile.
Any three. I just got to feel like what feels good.
Yeah.
So I'll grab that one. Oh, sorry, I'll pass it to you. There you go. And I'm going to grab this one here. And I'm going to go a bit deeper in the pile now.
Ooh, he's going deep. Watch out.
This one as well. Now, we are going to put this onto our social media as well, my tarot reading, or at least the pictures of the cards that come up so we can see. So tell me, what can I expect, Colleen? What have I got in store?
Well, a little bit on your love forecast. It seems like there's a lot of opportunities waiting for you lately in love. So there's a lot of opportunities to do together, I would say. But don't worry. I think a little bit opposite to what I was saying to Ken's reading before, you need to relax a little bit more.
Okay.
So things sometimes have to flow a little bit more easily. So if you see any chances or opportunities, if you just want to enjoy something in the moment, go ahead and take it. Okay. There is no much of a need to plan every single step at this point. So it's taking things as they go and following what impulse brings you to the moment.
Right.
Amazing. So all those people who are trying to pressure you into like marrying Matt.
Yeah.
They're wrong. You don't need to. You can take it slow.
Yeah.
Well, if one day you feel like it, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, because we've got our 5-year anniversary coming up as well. So that's pretty huge. So now, because I've got a partner already, does this sort of change the way these cards can be interpreted, or is it more, it can apply to partnered people, it can apply to single people. How does it work?
Well, I like to think that the cards, they're a little bit sassy sometimes, right. But they know when you're single or you're with somebody, and the advice will always apply to you.
Excellent. Ooh. There you go.
Australia. Every day we give you
the wittiest and most exciting comedy breakfast team
available on a Monday morning.
Become a member this radiothon. Love, joy.
Love me. Here in studio, still with us, it's Colleen from Spellbox, a psychic reader.
I'm here to stay.
You are here to stay. We asked you to leave, but you said no, and you're still here. So.
Can't get rid of me.
But we're doing a special love reading. So if you join as part of Radiothon, head to joy.org.au to join or renew. Not only do you go into the draw to win some amazing prizes today and the rest of the week, including a $10,000 dental voucher, which is crazy. You also, if you join during our show for the next 40 minutes, get a special tarot reading from Colleen. And now, Cam.
Yes.
We are going to do, I know you are in a relationship and have been for a long time.
Yep.
But we are going to do a reading for you live on air here as well. So take it away, Colleen.
Cam. So I just shuffle and pick out three?
Yep. You don't even need to shuffle. You can just pick out three.
Just get into it. And he's picking out the three cards, which are going to tell us all about.
Oh, and he's using a different card set than...
Yeah, I like this aesthetic. This is very me.
Oh, you know what? Looking at your love life, and you know, you've told me you've been in a lovely relationship for a while, it's time for you to take things a little bit slow. It's actually quite similar to Luke. One thing you need to look forward to in your life is having those moments where you can plan things, but take them as you go. So I think you and your partner are quite good at organizing things. You're good at seeing and what happens when it comes to the future and seeing what steps to go there, but you can take your sweet time. I think recently it's been really fast for you guys. Yep. So it's time to change your pace. I think when things are getting a little bit fast, even though it's exciting, it can get a little bit tiring. So maybe think about a holiday, think about a little bit of a break. Because, again, you've got the resources, you've got the organizing skills, and you can spread it out over as long as you like.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
Go. That's pretty true, because you have been pretty hectic lately, Cam.
Yeah, we both got new jobs, we've bought a house, Rowan's studying, it's a very hectic household right now.
Time to slow down.
You've established yourself so well. Reward yourself.
I'll quit my job and do nothing.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Yeah, I was actually kind of hoping that it was going to say, you're going to have a baby.
Well, not
or
just yet.
Your dog is on its way.
We have to get the house first, then baby.
First the house, then the dog, then the baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a step by step.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just awesome. Chill out, mate. Thank you.
No worries.
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Thank you very much, Dee. Now, during the last song, we did have you select a couple of cards for this special psychic reading.
I can't wait. I don't have to.
No, because right now Colleen from Spellbox is going to tell us all about your love life.
Oh, great.
Well, Dee, you know, I think something that we've been doing quite recently is looking towards the future, looking and making plans, things that have been catching your interest. And I think now is a time to get straight to it, get straight to those steps towards what you're planning, because there is something waiting for you to be harvesting. There is that reward for you that's waiting at the end. And I think one thing that you do really well is that once you put your mind into something, you just... This is step one, step two, step three, and you're very good at following it through. So now, if you were thinking of something that's in the back of your mind that you're planning with your love life, it's now. It's now to try it. And once you do, it will pay off and reward you quite handsomely.
That's all great. Do you know Lauren? I thought you might have texted in to tell you. I thought you might have been on the phone. That's all very on point. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I guess you do it for a living, so.
Like I did say, I have to creep up enough people.
Yeah. Well, that's very kind. Thank you.
No worries. You've done so well.
Yes. Can it be a bad reading? Have you read anything that people...
Usually the cards aim to help you. They're like that really wise friend. So if there's something that you're going through, they can sense it, and what they will do, instead of saying, oh, this is bad, they don't tell you that. You already know that. They say, well, this is what you can do about this.
And
situation.
I do like wise friends, so that's very kind. Thank you.
No worries.
I'll take that. Thanks.
There you go, Dee.
To all of Dee's friends out there listening, ouch.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.